This is Alan for you. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 68. Sing hymn 68. 6-8. Hold out my hand, so weak I am and helpless. I dare not take one step without thy aid. Hold out my hand, for then, O loving Savior, no dread of ill shall make my soul afraid. Hold out my hand, and closer, closer draw me to thy dear self, my hope, my joy. Hold thou my hand, lest haply I should wander, and missing thee, my trembling feet should fall. Hold thou my hand, the way is dark before me, without the sunlight of thy face divine. But when by faith I catch his radiant glory, what heights of joy, what rapturous songs are mine. Hold thou my hand, that when I reach the margin of that lone river thou didst cross for me, where heavenly light may flash along its waters, and every wave like crystal bright shall be. We thank our Lord Jesus. We thank our Lord Jesus for our family altar this evening. We shall see Psalms 33. Psalms 33. Psalms 33, they are all together 22 verses here. Psalms 33, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, let's all read. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Verse 2. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Verse 4. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing, he frustrates the plans of the peoples. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven, he sees all the children of men. Verse 14. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength. 17. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Verse 20. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad is in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Verse 22, let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. So here in Psalms 33, so in verse 12, here it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So this is the theme or the topic that we're going to share on Psalms 33. So here the psalmist mentions about the nation and the individual which were blessed by God. Both of them share one thing in common, that is to say, both have to do or they are connected with the Lord. Another thing is that the individuals were also blessed by the Lord because they had the Lord as their inheritance, and the Lord had the people as His inheritance, meaning to say they were regarded, they were cherished as His own. So why was the nation blessed? Because they have God as their Lord. So from verses 4 to 11 tells us of the divine nature of God. Who is actually the Lord God that we are worshipping today? And then from verses 13 to 22, describe our relationship with this God. After we have understood these two aspects or these two points, then we will be able to understand how blessed are we to be chosen by God. So verse 4. Verse 4 and verse 5. Psalms 33 verse 4 and 5. So here it describes to us that God is being kind and merciful in nature, where His words is right and true. So the words of an individual will describe a person's heart. So the more we communicate with Him, the more we will be able to understand the person. Similarly, the Lord God can be understood from His words, where from the Bible we see that the word of God is more precious than fine gold, and the teachings of the Bible are genuine. And the nature of God is that He will never change. The works of God is faithful. God is so different from man. So today, just like in a marital relationship, when we understand our spouse totally, will not guarantee that our marital relationship is free from problem, because man will change. But our relationship with God, our relationship with Christ will never change, because we know that God will never change. Those who draw near to God, they will be good and will be better. And then verse 5. What does God love and is different from what God or from what man loves? Because man and God are different. God loves righteousness and justice. Just like an example in the Bible, Lazarus was a beggar, but God loved him because He loves righteousness and justice. And the nature of God is love. Therefore, the earth is filled with God's unfailing love. Each time we sin against God, God will still forgive. At night, we may be remorseful for our sins, but in the day, we would rejoice, for God has forgiven us. Then from verses 6 to 9, it describes to us the power of God. Where verse 6, all things were created through the mouth of God, through His breath. Just as in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 says, the Spirit of God was hovering on the face of the waters. God is almighty. And God also created man out of the dust of the ground. And then in verse 9, here it tells us God is almighty. Therefore, whatever He spoke, it came to being. So what must man do? We see verse 8. So here it tells us all must revere Him. All are to fear the Lord God, all the inhabitants of the world to stand in awe of Him. Then we see verse 10 to 11. So from verse 10 to 11, here mentions concerning three types of plan. That is the plan of the nation, the plan of the people, and the plan of God. Without God, all these plans mean nothing. Just like in the book of Daniel, when they saw the vision of the great image, where this represents human history and civilization, where human wisdom, as we know, cannot hinder the act of God. Even the evil one cannot hinder the plan of God. Now, just like when Joseph was being sold to Egypt by his brothers, finally this accomplished the will of God. So if one walks upon the path of God, he will not be destroyed or affected. So we should have the same plan as the plan of God. Therefore, today in these last days, just as what Paul told the members in Ephesus, we are not to be foolish, but rather to understand the will of God. For the will of God is higher than the will of man. Then we see in the next part, from verses 13 to 22. So what is our relationship with God? So verse 13, the Lord looks down from heaven, he sees all the children of men. So God truly understands us and knows us the best, knows our past, our present, and our future. Therefore, he can truly help us in all our burdens, our worries. He knows and is ever willing to help all of us. That's why in verse 12, here it says, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. So in verse 12, here it tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So today we must educate our next generation, our children, that in the way of the Lord, to know this mighty Lord. Then from verses 16 to 18, so here it talks about the king and the mighty man. Just like in history, we can see there are great people like Hitler, Alexander the Great, or even the strong Japanese Empire. Where in verse 16, the king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength. Where the war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great strength, great might, it cannot rescue. So who is our true help? So verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. Then verse 20, so finally, the author tells us very clearly that who is our true help? Verse 20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. So verse 20 tells us God is likened to our shield to be able to protect us. Just like in the scripture tells us about Hannah, when she was barren, the husband even though gave her a double portion of everything, but it was not able to help her at all. So finally, she poured out her sufferings to the Lord, and it was actually at the end that God was the only help for her. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. So we can see the prayer of Hannah, where in this prayer, she poured out her sorrows to the Lord. So that is why in chapter 1 at that time, let's see chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 8. And Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons? So at that time, we can see this was her feeling, and her husband wondered what had happened to her. Then verse 10, she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Verse 11, and she vowed a vow to the Lord, and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant, and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. Verse 12. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Verse 13. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips were moved and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman. Then verse 15. So at that time Eli saw that as though Eli was drunk. But what did Hannah say? Verse 15. But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord." So this is actually the heart of Hannah. So she poured out her sufferings to the Lord, and finally the Lord helped her. So, and then we come back to verse 20. Psalms 33, verse 20. So here it says that God is our shield, not only our help, He is also our shield. Just like in the Bible, the four small creatures, like the small creature like a rod badger, it was wise, and when others came after it, it was able to hide. Just like in today, we are unable to hide under the protection of God, to be preserved by the Lord God. So man is indeed fragile and weak, and in all things and aspects we are really, really weak. So if we are able to hide under the protection of God, then man will be able to enjoy peace and security. And then in verse 21, because we have God as our protection, as our shield, as our help. So in verse 21, for our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. So in Him we rejoice. So the joy comes from the satisfaction in God. So this type of joy is unlimited. It's just like when he received the Holy Spirit for the first time, he will be able to experience great joy. For nothing in this world can replace such joy. Then verse 21, the lower portion also says, why? Because we trust in His holy name. Verse 22, let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. So here it tells us, the mercy of God is our last hope, where the unfailing love of God will never change. God knows us, and He will take care of us, and for He is our reliance. So in Psalms 33, then this chapter, verses 1 to 3 is the conclusion. Psalms 33, verses 1 to 3. For we have already mentioned that this psalm mentioned that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. So the conclusion is from verses 1 to 3, where we are to shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Verse 2, give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, make melody to Him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song, play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. So this is the conclusion. So since God is good, we should rely on God to live joyfully. And those who have faith in God will continually praise Him and give thanks to God in all circumstances. So we thank God. This evening we have already shared Psalms 33. Now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray to the Lord God to guide and preserve all of us. In our prayer, we also continue to pray for the country, to pray for our families, for the church, and for all the brothers and sisters, those whom we know who are not feeling well, or those who are weak spiritually. And so shall we now, in one accord, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. May God bless all of you.